Morning, folks. I just thought I'd quickly pop in and say hello, because I haven't done for a few days. Do excuse me. I've got a horrible feeling I'm going to have a head cold. I blame my mum's husband for this. Mark, you've given me your cold. It might not be, actually. I do this sometimes. I have a bit of a sniffle. I've got that horrible burning sensation at the back of my nose. And I think, oh, here we go. And it doesn't come to anything. So hopefully, this time will be the same and it won't come to anything. I feel absolutely fine. I don't feel ill or anything. I'm just a bit sniffly. And I can tell that I sound a bit strange. So, do forgive me for that. That's the budgie bird chatting away. I've actually rechristened little Jasper. I suppose because it wasn't a name that... I don't dislike it, but it wasn't a name that I would have personally given him. Louise had the cockatiel off me, who was Autumn, and she has changed her name to Pippa. So I thought, well... I'll think of a new name for Jasper. I don't think I've said this on Audio Boo before, so if I'm repeating myself, I do apologise, but I'm sure I haven't. I was thinking of what to call him, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, I can't think. And he loves anything with a bell on. He's got two toys in his cage with bells, and he will spend all day playing with his bells. And he does this little ding, 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 which sounds to me as if he's trying to imitate his bell. So I was thinking of something around that. And for some reason, I started thinking about... I can't remember how I started thinking about it. I think I was talking to my mum about books that I'd read. And I mentioned The Green Mile. And I suddenly thought, ah... I said, I've got a good name for that bird. She said, what? I said, Mr. Jingles. Now, anyone that's read or watched The Green Mile will know that Mr. Jingles was a mouse. But I thought, well, that's a nice name in itself. And, of course, Jingles incorporates the bell thing. So he's now been rechristened Mr. Jingles, which I think really suits him, actually. And he is absolutely fine. He does not shut up. He honestly doesn't shut up. In other news, I did a bit of retail therapy on Sunday. I went down to Cwmbran, which is the nearest decent town. The nearest town is Pontypool, but for clothes, it's crap, really. So I went down to Cwmbran with Mum, and I bought some jeans and some tops and some new underwear and... treated myself to some new clothing, because I haven't done that for ages. So that was good. There were some sort of little kind of funny, well, they weren't all funny incidents, but there've been 2 days on this holiday that have both been sort of filled with either strange incidents or funny incidents or incidents that have made me sort of think, ugh! But I'm going to do separate boos about those, because I think they deserve to be done as a separate thing. The one day was Sunday when I went to Cwmbran. The other day was Tuesday the 14th when I went to Leinster to see my friend Kate. And a couple of things happened that day which were quite funny. So I will do those separately. My dad has returned from the States. He's been visiting my uncle and his partner in Baton Rouge, in Louisiana. So he's had a good time. It's been nice to see him. I've been going out for walks with him and his dog, Max. So Kate has thoroughly enjoyed that, as you can imagine. So have I, actually. My mum has currently gone down to Tesco to get a couple of bits and pieces. So I thought I would do a boo while I'm sitting here. I can't believe that the 3 weeks is drawing to a close. it doesn't seem 5 minutes ago since I was on the train coming here. Well, going to Hereford, of course, first of all. But yeah, it's just flown by. It really has. It's flown by. It's always the way, isn't it? You wait to go somewhere, and it seems like forever until you go, and then when you're there, the time seems to fly. It really does. I mean, I haven't done a huge amount in Wales, but it's just been nice to just be able to take some time out, I suppose. I think sometimes we all need to perhaps give ourselves a bit of headspace and a bit of time to just be. So it's been really nice. And of course, I've caught up with family and stuff. I've seen my brother and my cousin and her little girls. And my sister's supposed to be popping over one day for a cuppa. And of course, I spent loads of time with my mum and Mark and some time with my dad. And it's just been really cool. So, yes. I'm now in danger of beginning to waffle. So I think I will send this. And of course, Kate has loved it because she has been out and about every day, which at the moment where I live, she's not been able to do. So she is having a whale of a time at the moment, which is good. Hope everyone else is okay. I have been catching up with a few boos now and again. And things seem all right, as far as I can tell. So, I will send this. And I will say my usual thing when I end these boos, which I will speak to you all soon.